This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Friday, June 2nd. Well, futures markets yesterday just exploded to the upside yesterday, led by live cattle. Once the cash trade started rolling, boy, it was sharply higher, and the futures market were playing catch-up to the cash. Feeder cattle, of course, moving in line with live cattle. Even though corn prices were higher, feeder cattle brushed that off just on the massive strength and acceleration in the live cattle market. So we saw, the June cattle trading, upwards of, $5.50 and closing on the high of the day, where the August were still sharply higher. They were up, $4.70, closing on their high of the day. So it was just, and it was a steady push. It wasn't just all of a sudden it snapped higher. It started moving, and it just kept going up and up and up. In feeder cattle, they took a little while for them to catch up to the live cattle because corn prices were strongly higher. But once they started rolling, they ended up, sharply higher as well. Certainly not to the energy of live cattle, but still, your August cattle were up $2.50. And it was an outside day higher. So, obviously you started out lower just on higher corn prices. But once the live cattle broke loose, feeder cattle were right up in line with them. So it sure looks like, this kind of acceleration after a long bull market, when you see this kind of explosion in cash prices, usually that's the indication of a top. Now, I know I've said that before in the cattle market over the last couple months, but boy, we haven't seen a price action like this over these last several months. So it just seems like, you're probably capitulating on the cash, number one. Clearly the packers are short bought, and clearly we had big consumption over the Memorial Day weekend. They're restocking, the packers, the retailers, and they're just paying whatever they need to pay to get it. Cash trade for the Southern Plains, Texas, Kansas, trading anywhere from 175 to 180. That's up 5 to 9 from last week. In Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, trading at 183 to 188. On the Fed trade, that was up 3 to 6. Dress trade at 285 to 292 was up 5 to 6. But when you look at USDA's report, the overall nationwide, they're not showing that yet. They're showing 176 Fed trade, which actually is down 2 from last week. So they're still reflecting early week trade, but what's really going on here will be reflected in today's numbers and for the week. But, the packers are headed into a weekend. They're short bought. They're trying to pull cattle forward. The cattle numbers just simply aren't there to support the slaughter capacity of all of these packing plants. So it's either going to come on the consumer just finally saying enough's enough, which clearly they have not done yet, or packing plants needing to cut their kill hours, shut down some lines. It's hard to say. Feedlots deciding that, feeders are just too expensive and, start to close down some feedlots. But whatever, demand needs to stop this train. But so far, that just hasn't happened. Maybe with prices like this, it finally helps people make some decisions about what to do. But we'll see how that plays out. But the futures market, of course, with the price action in the cash, futures have to keep up. They're supposed to be a futures market, supposed to be ahead of the cash. But clearly, they're behind. And it's playing catch up. So what's not keeping up also is the box beef values. That they've been inching their way higher, but they're not reflecting the kind of cash action that we're seeing today and what the packers have to pay for cattle. And the box beef values have been sluggish. You're seeing a huge shift in profitability for these packing plants. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice up 60 cents at 306. Select down 83 cents at 286. The spread gained $1.43. We're sitting at 2012. Movement was 147 loads. So we're seeing a lot of beef movement, clearly. But it's not necessarily coming on sharply higher or sharply lower box beef values. Fortunately for the packer, which wouldn't make sense. I mean, they wouldn't pay up this much for cattle if box beef values were having to go lower. So they've managed to keep pushing box beef values higher. They've been up 5 days in a row from, you know, the middle of last week. We've picked up $8 on the choice, and the spread has gained quite a bit as well. The spread's gained about $5, $5.50 on the choice. So I think that, you know, box beef values are moving higher, but not at the kind of acceleration that we're seeing in the cash trade. So, you know, we're going to be seeing some red ink coming out of the packers here probably by next week. Slaughter rate yesterday at 127,000 head. So far for the week, we're at 382, and that compares to last year at 387. The feeder cattle index was up 89 cents at 208.07. You know, with feeder cattle, you got a live cattle market moving sharply higher. Obviously, that's supportive. You got a corn market that's been strong. So that's been a bit of a headwind for feeders up until yesterday. But we've also got a lot of rain coming into the southern plains. In those drought areas, I think you can pretty safely say we've had enough moisture to pretty much eliminate the drought across the spine of cattle country, which had been dry since last summer. The drought monitor still shows dryness and drought in some of those regions, but they continue to get rain. There's flooding in West Texas, so it's definitely seeing a recharging of reservoirs, of pasture conditions, and I think that's part of the drive, too, in support for feeder cattle. You're not pulling calves off grass. You're probably going to see some heifer, you know, herd rebuilding going on in the southern plains. It's the northern plains that I think are at risk. We've seen quite a bit of moisture across the north, and obviously that makes for a good at least first cutting of hay and some good pasture conditions to start, but it's been hot, and above normal temperatures have been the case for the last few weeks and are forecast to be the case even on the GFS and the European models across the northern plains through the whole month of June. So you could see a significant change in pasture conditions through the northern plains if that weather forecast verifies. So just be on the watch for that perhaps we'll see some more cattle coming off pasture there. But I don't see that happening for a while, just simply because of the good start that they've had across much of the northern plains. Export sales were out this morning for beef, still looking at a very impressive 18,100 tons. Japan took 5,700, South Korea 4,700, China 3,400, Canada took 1,200. Pork export sales at 22,600, Mexico took 9,300, Japan 3,900, Canada took 2,100. So we're not seeing these high prices cut into export sales. I would imagine after this week you probably will, but so far beef consumption has held together impressively well. The industry has managed to increase beef demand. That whole demand curve clearly has shifted to the right. And, you know, consumers, you know, employment, it continues to increase. So that's usually a good sign for the beef complex, even at record high numbers, even at record high fed cattle and beef prices, the consumer continues to buy beef. It's truly remarkable. And that's a reflection of, jobs. We've been creating jobs every month. It's always almost every month. It's above expectations. So, you have a robust economy, and that just is, it's great news for the cattle complex. And when you look at these kinds of prices, it's really good news. So until we see the market collapse, which frankly, I think with yesterday's price action in live cattle, that kind of acceleration, just an explosion, again, usually is a sign of the market capitulating. But we have to see the market fail to do that. We have to have some kind of hitting the wall evidence of a failure, of a sharp up and a sharp down or something to give us an indication that we've run out of gas. So far, we just don't have that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.